So we've put forward, consistent with the campaign that we've run over recent weeks, a proposal for a flat rate of tax for backpackers in the range of 15% to 19%. We've also talked about ways of dealing with superannuation for backpackers, which might be more beneficial to the Australian economy. And we have then looked at long-term solutions which would see the visa program work much better for the agriculture sector.
And as I understand, it was asked of you or as of the primary industry representative groups to come up with a model that at the end of the day wasn't going to cost the government anything. Do you think that you've provided that?
We do, actually, and we think we might have even done better than that. So it was always difficult, I think, to get our heads around this idea that any proposal must be revenue neutral. But we've always said that the initial modelling probably doesn't really reflect the total revenue proposition when you take into account the effect on the rural economies through loss of backpacker visit and spend. So we've looked at how that proposal can work, and we think that the combination of a flat tax rate for backpackers, which will see them still coming in, you know, good numbers to the agriculture sector, as well as a different way of dealing with superannuation for backpackers, actually should improve the budget bottom line overall.
And how will the solution that you guys have offered up, or the NFF, as well as your other signatories have offered up, how will that actually affect growers with the rate that you've suggested?
Well, our discussions with the backpacker community on our own farms has indicated that they would be comfortable with paying some tax, and a rate of 19% was seen as a reasonable rate of tax for backpackers. So we think that that will be a worthwhile outcome, because what it will mean is that instead of deterring backpackers from coming to the farm, which has always been our major concern, they will come in the same numbers that they're coming and do that essential farm work that we need.
And with that tax rate, how competitive are we compared to the other countries that might be nabbing away some of the backpackers that could come here?
So taxing backpackers at the 19% tax rate on Australia's what are pretty high hourly rates at the minimum level will actually put Australia in the best position compared to New Zealand and Canada, which are probably our major competitors for labour. We think it'll mean that backpackers coming to Australia will have the opportunity to earn more than if they were to go to New Zealand or Canada.
And how confident are you of a positive response to your suggestion by the government?
Look, it's hard to know. We're certainly very hopeful, and we do acknowledge, you know, the initiative that the government's shown by bringing us all together. We think that it's really important that we get a solution to this backpacker tax, and I suppose we will know soon.